This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We now return you to the through line of the program, what it means for reals that relief and rescue money isn't getting out into the economy fast enough. 10 million people have lost their jobs in the last couple of weeks. At least 10 million, I ought to say, because it's really hard to get an accurate number right now. State unemployment systems are overwhelmed. There is confusion about who's eligible and how people can even apply. Marketplace's Megan McCarty-Carino reports.
Diane Swan has never applied for unemployment and never thought she'd have to until a couple weeks ago when her state ordered non-essential businesses to close. As an independent hairstylist in Oklahoma City, she doesn't pay into the unemployment system, so she typically wouldn't qualify for benefits. But she'd heard the new law would cover her, so she got online right away and applied.
But I was denied because I'm self-employed, and I was a little baffled.
She spent hours on the phone trying to sort it out, to no avail.
Oh my goodness, probably, they're just jam-packed.
In California, San Carlos barbershop owner Michelle Connolly got tripped up by the application itself.
First question was, what company did your last W-2 come from? And you can't proceed without filling that out.
Problem is, she doesn't get a W-2 because she's also self-employed. So she just wrote down her own business as her last employer.
You know, it's scary. You're just like, oh, I hope this is right.
State systems weren't prepared to quickly adapt to these major changes in eligibility, says Michelle Evermore with the National Employment Law Project. In fact, the Federal Department of Labor just released official guidance about who actually qualifies Sunday night.
I would advise anyone who's recently become unemployed and thinks that they will qualify for pandemic unemployment assistance to just wait until the state website says that they should apply.
But economist Jesse Rothstein at UC Berkeley says every barrier in this process could hurt.
We definitely think that these challenges reduce the number of people who apply for benefits. They make it harder and they discourage some people from doing it.
And even for those who do get approved, the delays could have big consequences. Hairstylist Diane Swan is already late on her mortgage and has other big bills looming.
It is a lot of stress, but as everybody says, we're all in this together.
She's planning to apply again and hope for the best. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino for Marketplace.